been a tough 24 hours for this team. What was just the feeling like the team before the game, and you know how you got out on the ice and dealt with this news?
Well, I thought we responded well. Our first period was our best period. It's kind of faded. Each period probably got worse for us as a group. So, like I said, we started well. We just couldn't maintain.
It seemed like their third line started just generating that momentum, and then the momentum was just kind of going through that second period. Like, what were the challenges? Like, where did the Kings stray from what you guys were looking to do in the game plan, or what were they doing well either way?
It's hard to say. I mean, the one thing that stands out is we gave them 2-on-1s. And they have a lot of players over there. You give them 2-on-1s and it ends up in your net. I think we gave them up. I don't know how many 2-on-1s we gave. That's probably the most 2-on-1s we gave up in a long time. I would have to, I don't know off the top of my head, but it seemed like they had multiple 2-on-1s and they scored on 3 of them at least. So whether that's they were playing a certain way or we were, I think we probably a bit of both. We probably weren't very sharp on our checks and our positioning and got beat off the ice.
What has to change after this game, going back home for a 5-game home stand?
The competition is gonna, this time of year, it's a good learning experience for our group. We're gonna be playing against teams. Again, we're not gonna make the playoffs, so. We're going to be playing teams that are fighting for points, and you can learn a lot from playing in these games if you're prepared and willing to do the work. So it's going to be a good challenge. Like I said, with guys moving out of here at the deadline, it's opportunities for other guys to either solidify themselves as NHL players or show that they can play at this level. And for us older guys, it's about showing how to play at this time of year.
On your goaltender?
No complaints. He's been good since he came up. I mean, I know he gives up 6 tonight or 5 with an empty net, but if you look at the goals, they're. I'm just thinking of the 2 goals or backdoor tap-ins. He has no chance on. The last one's a tip. I mean, I can't remember all, but there's 3 out of the 5 that he was in the net for that he had 0 chance on. So he made the big saves when we needed him to, and we just got to support him better.
How tough is it to play in these games when you're less than a week away from the deadline? You know, like you said, guys are going to be shipping in, guys are going to be shipping out. How tough is it to sort of play in those last few games before the deadline?
We get paid to play hockey, so there's going to be ups and downs and distractions. It's your job as a player to be ready to play regardless of the situation. I think emotionally it can drain you, but you have to be able to focus. I mean, if you want to win big games, there can be a lot more pressure, or whatever you want to call it. If you want to be playing the playoffs, you got a good time for guys to learn how to play, whether it's distractions or pressure or playing against really good teams. So you have to look at it as a learning experience and a learning opportunity.
Does it show something about the character of the guys in the room that you kept battling back tonight? By the 2 goals starting the third, and you kept fighting back to make it a 1-goal game, and then again a 1-goal game. I mean, 6-3 isn't really emblematic of the actual sort of final score of the game. It was a 1-goal game right up until the end.
Yeah, I think that's kind of been part of our DNA all year, coming back and never giving up in games. The flip side of that is we got to learn how to. Not learn, but we have to limit our mistakes. Winnipeg's a good team, but like I said, 2-on-1s for that team are some money in the bank. So we're learning. We're learning our system. We're learning. A lot of younger guys are stepping in. But at the end of the day, if we can limit our mistakes, we take a lot of that, their offense away, I think.
Dustin, I know you haven't really been in this type of a situation in like 14, 15 years, but this is going to be a challenging situation for the team as a leader, as a captain. Is what is going to be important for this leadership committee to reinforce with a group that's going to continue to get younger so that the standards don't slip and that you guys play and execute the way that you want to?
I think the most important thing is you got to show up and work, whether it's a practice day or a game day. We're not going to make the playoffs, so. But it's important that the habits, the culture of the team is something that probably started in 2007-08-ish. We kind of developed here. We've obviously regressed a little bit in that department, but we still have a lot of guys, and it's important, like I said, to show up and work every day, regardless of where we are in the standings, how you're feeling. I think if older guys can show up and work, then it leaves no room for the younger guys to have any excuses. And the veteran leadership needs to be dialed in.